USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press conference at the UN in New York, President Trump says if there's transparency for me, there has to be transparency for the Democrats.
But also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter on the millions of dollars that have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly while he was vice president. And I think they should have transparency for that. I've informed the leader about that.
President Trump also hints again at a possible trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
On that news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 163 points to close at 26,971. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere, my pillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a My Pillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions, perfect time of the year for that, with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Another poll finds Elizabeth Warren slightly ahead among Democrats seeking the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new national poll from Quinnipiac University finds that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is slightly ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden, 27-25%. And given the margin of error for the survey, that means it's a virtual tie.
She's picked up 10, 12 points in the last month and a half. You'd have to call it a huge swing.
That's Quinnipiac pollster Tim Malloy speaking to NBC News. This comes on the heels of polls in Iowa and New Hampshire of voters in those states finding Warren slightly ahead as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also on the campaign trail, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders made a brief appearance outside a GM plant in Hamtramck, Michigan on Wednesday. He joined the striking United Auto Workers Union members on the picket line as their strike against General Motors continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump faces an impeachment inquiry, not every congressional Democrat is on board. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a long-shot 2020 presidential candidate, isn't on board. She explains to Fox News why.
I've been consistent in saying that I believe that impeachment at this juncture would be terribly divisive for the country at a time when we are already extremely divided. The hyperpartisanship is one of the main things that is driving our country apart. I think it's important to defeat Donald Trump. That's why I'm running for president. But I think it's the American people who need to make their voices heard in making that decision.
After more than five decades, an opera star is calling it quits at New York's Metropolitan Opera. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Officials say opera star Placido Domingo has agreed to withdraw from his scheduled performances at New York's Metropolitan Opera following sexual harassment allegations by several women. While disputing the recent allegations, Domingo indicated he would never perform at the Met again.
And finally, listen up, if you own a Nissan vehicle, the automaker is recalling more than a million vehicles to fix a problem with their backup camera. Owners will begin receiving notifications on October 21st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.